At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. A top Tennessee trucking executive says if you've noticed prices rising at the store, you can lay part of the blame on a shortage of truck drivers. Tennessee Trucking Association Chairman Waylon Thompson says the driver shortage is a problem because 85% of what you buy moves by truck. He says the industry is short 50,000 drivers now, a number he believes will double in just 3 years as older truckers retire.
There's loads from our customers every day that we have to turn back. We just don't have enough trucks. We don't have enough drivers to put in the trucks.
Thompson says trucking companies are having trouble recruiting younger drivers. Says part of the problem is that you can't get a license to drive a big rig right out of high school. Self-driving trucks could solve the problem, but his association isn't ready to make that leap.
We're going to sit on the sideline on that one until we see what happens, because that's a big liability with 80,000 pounds on a truck.
Trucking industry analyst Lee Clare agrees undelivered loads are pushing prices higher, but he says a driver shortage isn't the real problem. He believes bottlenecks in the delivery system are to blame.
Shippers typically unload in the morning and load in the late afternoon, and any truck showing up to deliver that's not in that time window then sits and waits for its delivery time. If that time got used productively, there could be more than enough capacity.
Clare also notes that with the economy booming, trucking companies are competing with the construction and manufacturing industries for the same pool of new employees. That's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee News every hour at 4 minutes past on Roots Radio.